If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore, then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
One of the most powerful words you can use to find your passion and purpose in life is your no. It's a simple word, but it carries so much weight when it comes to prioritizing what truly matters in your life. I've had to realize that not everything you're interested in can be done, whether that's today or right now. There have been moments where I've struggled to be honest with myself about what's most important to me. I found myself spreading myself too thin, trying to pursue every interest, every passion all at once. But it's really time for me to take a step back, hone in, and truly lean into my purpose. What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra, the creative actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. And y'all, I have been overwhelmed with choice. I find myself feeling scatterbrained when it comes to deciding what I want to focus on in life right now. And I have a general idea of what I want my life to look like. So many things feel enticing and I want to explore these avenues. But okay, before we dive deeper into the actions I'm taking to lean more into who I want to be, let's go ahead and jump into our affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. Let's go ahead and drop in, you guys. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. What does that feel like to truly trust your intuition? Let's say it one last time together. I trust my intuition to guide me towards my true passions. Oh Lord, y'all. As I just reflect on that affirmation, I just realize that these days I have not spent time trusting my intuition. I think with the overwhelming amount of information we are all processing these days, it takes a lot more effort to block out all of the outside voices and to truly trust your gut. At the end of the day, your intuition knows what's best for you. Not a random TikToker or a content creator on Instagram or YouTube, but having that time to sit with you and listen to what your heart has to say is so important. And I'll be the first one to say that the doom scroll has robbed me of some of that time lately. I came across this YouTube video titled, "I Have Too Many Passions and Don't Know What to Focus On." And I have linked it down below in the show notes for you guys. But when I saw that title, I immediately clicked on it to watch. And I think the girl's name is Eva. And she speaks. I've never watched any of her videos before. This literally just showed up on my homepage of YouTube. But she speaks on us having too many passions and it leading to us not really getting anything done because we simply cannot focus. And I've been feeling like that for the last 2 years, y'all. So sidebar before I even continue on that, I was actually having a conversation with my friend Tracy literally yesterday night, and I was telling her that I feel like I have plateaued career-wise and just in life. And I think it has a lot to do with me finally getting a full-time job. I got this job right after I got robbed back in 2021. I have a whole podcast episode about the robbery if you guys want to learn more about what actually happened. And God, I'm so thankful for this job. But the job gave me a chance to breathe, which is exactly what I wanted, right? I wanted time to recuperate and heal from a very traumatic experience. But now that I know I have a check coming every 2 weeks, it gets very hard to get up to get this money in other ways or even focus on passion projects, like things that are not bringing me money, things that I'm just doing to do, side quest in life. All of that stuff has become a little more difficult for me to focus on. So I got into this routine, this habit, and my body is finally saying, okay, Tyra, you don't like it here. And I'm not referring to the job, y'all, because God is so good. I'm so grateful for the job that I have. I really am. I'm referring to the idea that I am not putting energy and effort into something or some of the things that I really want to be doing. And my body is finally telling me enough is enough. It's time to pour into what I love, move forward with the reasons I came out to LA for. Amen. So anyways, the girl back on YouTube, I clicked on the video. She brought up Ikigai, which is a Japanese concept that means reason for being, right? It's a framework for finding purpose and meaning in life by aligning your passions, talents, and profession with what the world needs. This concept is often represented through a Venn diagram with four intersecting circles. And this is one of the times where I really wish my podcast was video. Don't worry, y'all. Video gonna be coming. I'm trying to work it out. But anyways, I wish the podcast was video so I can, you know, show you guys this as we talk about it. But I included a link down below in the show notes of what Ikigai looks like in a Venn diagram. So click on that if you want to as we talk about this portion. Okay. So the four intersecting circles each represent a different aspect, right? So we have what you love, which is your passions and interests, what you are good at, so your skills and your strengths, what the world needs, meaning how can you contribute to society, and what you can be paid for, your profession or your vocation. Okay, those are the four circles. And the way to truly find your purpose is to find your ikigai. Now, my brother, who absolutely loves anime, has mentioned ikigai to me in the past, but this video was confirmation for me to actually sit down and check it out, right? So to find your ikigai, you should reflect on each of these four areas and identify the overlaps in those areas, just like a, you know, you guys know how a Venn diagram works. So here's a breakdown of each circle and how they actually intersect. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all have a second to pull up the diagram while we're talking about this, it will help it make a little more sense, at least for my visual people out there, because I would need to look at it. Okay, so we have the passion circle. It's an intersection of what you love and what you're good at, so activities that you enjoy and that you excel at. Then you have your mission. It's the intersection of what you love and what the world needs, so causes or problems you are passionate about solving and that benefit society. Then we have your vocation. This is the intersection of what the world needs and what you can be paid for. So your professions or roles that serve a societal need and provide financial stability. But then we have your profession. And this is the intersection of what you're good at and what you can be paid for. So vocation is what the world needs and what you can be paid for. Profession is what you are good at and what you can be paid for. So this is careers that utilize your skills and offer monetary compensation in return. Now, when all four of these circles intersect, you find your ikigai, the sweet spot where your passion, mission, vocation, and profession all align seamlessly. Now, you may be saying, okay, Tyra, but what are the steps to discover this ikigai? Like, how do I know what to put inside all of these circles inside the Venn diagram and the ones that overlap and all that stuff? The first thing you need to do is self-reflect. And this is me talking to me and also talking to y'all, because I haven't done this yet, but I'm sharing this with y'all because this is what I'm about to do. So the first thing we all need to do is self-reflect. So spend time reflecting on your passions, your skills, your societal contributions, and your potential careers. And you can do that by journaling and meditating. Those are two very helpful tools for self-reflection. You can also explore and experiment. Here's the thing. Y'all already know I love activity. I love a new activity. So try new activities. Volunteer. Take on a side project or attend workshops. This can help you discover new passions and skills. I think a lot of us can get stuck with what we said we wanted to be when we were in like second grade, or maybe what we said we wanted to be in high school, or even the things we majored in college. That doesn't necessarily have to be the end all be all for you. Try a new activity. Try to discover a new passion or skill. You never know where life will lead you in that aspect. You can also seek feedback. I think this one is super eye-opening for me. One of my friends, Alexis, she is so good with words. And whenever I get feedback from her on either my interest or how she views me through like my actions, the things that I say, the things that I'm interested in, it's always very interesting and eye-opening to hear how she views me, because we spend a lot of time together and, you know, all of the things. So seek some feedback. Talk to your friends, families, mentors, colleagues. They can provide some insight into your strengths and potential areas of contribution, even if you may not see that yourself. And then you can also set goals. So we can establish long-term or short-term goals based on the reflections that we've made from journaling, meditation, reaching out to friends, doing our experimentation, trying new things. And this can help us move forward or move toward our ikigai in a more structured way. We can also learn continuously. Like I said, college is not the end all be all, and everybody didn't even go to college. So stay open to learning and adapting, like those workshops that we just mentioned. Your ikigai can evolve over time as you grow and change. So keep that in mind, right? And once you do find your ikigai after taking all of these steps, it can lead to a greater personal and professional satisfaction, which is definitely what I need. And even having a sense of purpose, which is linked to better mental and physical health, which we all need, y'all. So I say all that to say, finding your ikigai is a journey that involves self-discovery, experimentation, and continuous reflection. By aligning your passions, your skills, societal contributions, and your career, you can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment that enhances your overall well-being and happiness. So, over the next month, I'm going to be reflecting and hopefully finding my ikigai for this season of life I'm in right now. And I invite you guys to join me on that journey. In this YouTube video, she also brought up a second exercise if you didn't want to, you know, do the ikigai thing. And this second exercise, I feel, is a bit more guided. I think she just called it like 16 questions. And what you do is you take a sheet of paper, you divide it in half until you get 16 small squares from that one sheet of regular size letter paper, right? And then you cut them up. So you have 16 squares. Now you're going to answer 16 questions. And the girl in the video mentioned that you can switch up the questions if you please, but the goal is to jot down 4 things for each question. And once you're done, well, let me read the questions first. So the goal is to jot down 4 concise things for each question. And here is the list of questions. I'll also have the questions down below for you guys as well. So, 4 people you'd like to help, 4 habits you'd like to develop, 4 gifts you can give the world, 4 places you'd like to travel to, 4 ways your life could end up, that's a very good one, 4 versions of yourself you can be now, 4 versions of yourself you can be, 4 projects you'd like to finish now, 4 skills or hobbies you'd like to learn, 4 charities you can involve yourself with, 4 things you do that really turn you on. And I don't mean, we're not talking sexually, you guys, but 4 things that you do that really turn you on, 4 changes you'd like to make in your life, 4 ways you could make the world see you, 4 ways you can truly, oh gosh, I'm getting, 4 ways you can make your true self proud, 4 things you can do that makes you money now, 4 things you do if you had all the money you need, and last question, 4 things you can do so much better than most people. Now, you guys, once you write down your 4 concise answers for each one of these questions, you're going to pick one from each of the cards, and you could do it by like highlighting it or circling it. Pick one that stands out to you the most, the one that you identify with the most. If you can only pick one on that card, what is the priority? Then you're going to group your choices together and figure out how in the world they relate. Now, once you start to group the cards together, you'll start to see that some of them fit more than others. Now, I haven't done this yet, so I don't have mine to give you as an example, but I'll use her example. So one of the questions was 4 projects you'd like to finish now. And one of them for her was she wanted to make an album. She's a music artist. And then she also said 4 things that would make your truest self proud. And she says something along the lines of bringing people together and making them happy. And she grouped those together based on music, right? So you want to take your cards and see how you can find that through line. I think that's really what I always try to focus on in my life. But how can you find that through line for these things to group them together? And whatever group of cards has the biggest group, that should be where you place the majority of your focus and where more of your energy should go. And the ones that are like left out by the wayside that have no grouping, we know that you should have less energy going to that, because the proof is in the pudding. It's not as important to you at this moment in your life. Now, I have done something like this in the past, but the overall point is to get your answers as concise as possible, because these are small squares of paper. So that's also an added thing for this exercise. This will help you streamline where your focus should be for this season in your life. Now, this project could be a great project to do with a friend, and it would encourage accountability and could be a great way to just get the ball rolling, because a lot of times projects like this or exercises like this can seem very overwhelming, right? So that reminds me, I always forget that most of you guys that listen to the podcast don't necessarily follow me, my personal page on like Instagram or YouTube. But last week, a listener of the podcast found my website and booked a brainstorming session with me. Fun fact, y'all, I offer brainstorming sessions, and I haven't done it in a while, but because I haven't been posting on my YouTube channel, which is where I mainly talked about stuff like that. But I wanted to let you guys know that if you wanted an accountability partner to help you hone in on your focus, whether it's doing this 16 question exercise or the Ikigai, I offer brainstorming sessions via my website, which is tiredthecreative.com. And I'll link it down below in the show notes for you guys, but it's tiredthecreative.com/consultations. And it's a 40-minute Zoom call that is literally for you to use however you please, right? I typically market it to people who need someone to bounce ideas off of or help organize their thoughts. I know for me, having an outside brain, someone who isn't involved in a project with me, like I was saying about Alexis, how whenever I get feedback from her, it's just so eye-opening. Whenever I have that outside brain, having them to talk to helps provide me with so much clarity. So I say all that to say, if you'd like to schedule a call with me, maybe me help you find your Ikigai or bounce ideas for your new project or start to talk about your own podcast. Actually, that's what the listener who booked the call last week, that's what she wanted to talk about. But honestly, it's anything that you can think of. I do have that service available. I just wanted to make you guys known to that. It is $120 right now. And I actually did say that I was going to up the price. And I think that's why I originally stopped promoting it. But when I got the call from the listener last week, she wanted to help brainstorm on a podcast and putting her thoughts in order and coming up with an action plan. And we had such a great time on the call. And I asked her at the end, I was like, how did you find this page? And she basically just said that she was listening to the podcast. She went down the rabbit hole of my social platforms and eventually came across my website and immediately booked a call. So I say all that to say, that call with a listener has re-energized me. And it also reminded me that I even offered that service. And I love to sit down and chat with you guys, be that listening ear that you need, that brainstorming buddy, that accountability partner. If you need it, it's available to you. All I ask is that you come prepared with your questions and any other materials that we will need for your 40-minute call, but the time is yours. And it's also linked down below. So picture this, you're lounging on somebody's beach, enjoying the sun on your skin, and suddenly it hits you. Why not use this summer to make some progress in your financial future? Hey y'all, it's Tyra coming at you from sunny Los Angeles, where summer is pretty much in full swing. From day parties to food truck festivals, new seasonal routines can accidentally change up your spending habits and make building credit a lot more stressful. With Chime's Credit Builder Visa credit card, turn every summer purchase into a step towards a stronger credit score. With each responsible swipe, regular on-time payments, and no annual fees or interest, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress this season. Y'all know my favorite Chime feature is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200 gives me a little extra peace of mind wherever Visa credit cards are accepted. And whether I'm beach hopping or spontaneous road tripping, I can feel secure knowing that Chime provides access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can improve your credit scores all summer long. Get started today at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Living in L.A., I hear Spanish everywhere. At the grocery store, at my favorite restaurants, and even when I'm working. And would y'all believe me if I told y'all I minored in Spanish in college, but I'm still not fluent? I mean, I've been learning Italian for a year now, and I would say I'm bilingual, okay? But adding Spanish to the mix just felt right. And I had to redeem myself. And that is where Babbel comes in. When I started using Babbel, I was amazed at how quickly I could fit a 10-minute lesson into my busy schedule. And y'all know I am busy. In just 3 weeks, I was already having real conversations in Spanish. And let me tell you, Babbel's speech recognition technology is an absolute game changer. It's like having my own personal language coach on standby, helping me to perfect my Spanish pronunciation versus my Italian. Because y'all, the word water is basically the same in both of these languages. In Spanish, you have agua, and in Italian, you have acqua. And I know that thanks to Babbel. Babbel's lessons are crafted by over 200 language experts who are also just real people and have been backed by studies from Yale and Michigan State University. Plus, Babbel's lessons are rooted in real life situations. So you'll be ready to practice what you've learned in real world. So you'll be ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. This stuff is effective, y'all. No wonder they've sold over 16 million subscriptions. So I say all that to say, we have a special limited time deal for our listeners. Now y'all listen. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but it is only for our AFBG listeners at babbel.com/affirmations. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/affirmations, spelled babbel.com/affirmations. Rules and restrictions may apply. Join me and millions of other Babbel learners and make 2024 the year you achieve your language goals, baby. Babbel, language for life.
Are you done struggling and want to take charge of your wellness journey? Through their range of products, Equilibria has helped over 200,000 women take charge of their wellness routine and bring balance to their lives. And you guys, I'm most excited about taking care of my overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut on my immunity, mental health, sleep, and my skin. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense makes taking care of it all a breeze. This 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection is packed with a science-backed probiotic blend. And how do I know it's working? My improved energy levels and mood speak for themselves. I love that Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your journey with curated routines developed by wellness experts and by offering personalized one-on-one support. Begin to feel your best today. Explore all of EQ's products and even save big with a subscription box. Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
One of the biggest drainers today for us who are trying to find our passions is FOMO. And we've all had it at least once to some degree. FOMO is the fear of missing out. In this age of social media, it feels like everyone is living their best lives, pursuing multiple passions, traveling the world, falling in love, getting married, starting families, working out, praising God every Sunday, getting enough sleep, and achieving great things all simultaneously. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game because we have a front row seat to everyone's highlight reel. And in turn, it continuously feels like we're not doing enough. But the truth is, and especially in my experience, because that's what I can attest to, FOMO can be paralyzing, y'all. It can prevent us from fully committing to our chosen path because we're constantly looking over our shoulders, wondering if we should be doing something else. The key to overcoming FOMO is understanding that we can't do it all, and that's okay. It's about giving ourselves permission to focus on what truly matters to us and finding contentment in that focus. So instead of letting FOMO dictate our choices, we need to embrace the power of intentionality. This means being present in our current journey and trusting that we are on the right path for us. It's about celebrating our progress and achievements without comparing them to everybody else's. So it's time to say no. Say no to distractions. Things that you know no longer serve you. Say no to comparison. We can remind ourselves that every no to a lesser priority is a yes to something more significant in our lives that will push us closer to where we want to be. Overcoming FOMO requires a mindset shift, literally from scarcity to abundance. We need to trust that there is enough time and opportunity for us to pursue our passions fully without the pressure to do everything all at once. By focusing on what brings us true joy and fulfillment, we can create a life that is rich and meaningful without the constant anxiety of missing out. Your no is powerful. It's a yes to everything that will fill you up and get you closer to where you want to be in life. I've had to realize that there is time for all of my interests, but it's not in my best interest to try to pursue all of them at the same time. There have been moments where I've struggled to be honest with myself about what's most important to me. And based on what I see on social media, I've let trendy passions or things that I know can make me a lot of money take center stage. I found myself spread too thin, trying to pursue every interest at the same time. Y'all, I'm an actress and a pastry chef who is also a podcaster full-time. Hello. Does content creation and also has a full-time job and loves to travel. And I'm actually traveling a lot this year. I'm currently in Louisiana as I'm filming this episode. I cannot always do all the things. And I think realizing that also hurt my ego just a little bit because why can't I do it all at once? What do you mean I can't juggle 11 things at the same time? But it's time to take a step back, take a deep breath, hone in, and truly lean into my purpose, at least my purpose in this moment, this season of life. So let's celebrate the power of no, find our ikigai, and use it to focus on what truly matters, guiding us towards a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Uh-oh, y'all, you know what time it is. It is time for our fun closing segment. Today's closing segment, we haven't done this in a minute, is Solo Dolo. It's where I talk about my current dating life and give you guys updates on things that I have shared in the past. The first thing I'm gonna say, it's ghetto out here, y'all. I turned 30 in a couple months, and being single at 29 is really not something that I had on my bingo card. It is not something that I had in the bingo box, baby. I had no idea that I would be single at 29. But anyways, here we are. I'm grateful for life. I'm living a life that I love. And something that I actually said to myself today was, dang, I'm actually very happy. There are not many days where I am sad, and I love that for me because, y'all, I hate being sad. Like, being sad frustrates me so much, and I need to work on that because I don't want me experiencing an emotion to frustrate me, right? But anyways, I was like, dang, I'm actually very happy. I spent most of my days laughing my head off, screaming, running around, dancing, smiling, trying new things. I actually love that for me. And that wasn't always my story. This is not even what I have on this paper, y'all, but wherever the spirit lead me, amen. When I first moved out to Los Angeles, I did not have a lot of happy days. And a huge part of that was because of the relationship that I was in. And when I say God is good, because I am so grateful to be out of that relationship, I don't know what came over me or what made me stay in that relationship for 5 freaking years. But every time I look back, I'm just like, you know how we say you don't want to live with regrets or have regrets? I would honestly say at this point in my life, that is kind of a regret of mine because I did not have to stay with that man for 5 years. I did not have to be there. So that's that. I'm happy. I'm so happy these days and I absolutely love it. And I'm my own priority. I'm my first priority. And it's just been great in that aspect. But on the flip side of that, sometimes I want somebody to hug on. Sometimes I want somebody to tell how my day was, or even if I, you know, had like a thought or a worry or something, a partner to share that with. But the overall thing is I would rather be single and happy as I am now than in a relationship that I know ain't working. I'm not doing that no more. So let me give y'all a little update and get on up out of here. As you guys know, I talked about this in the episode about choosing happy, but my mama got married in April and I'm back at home in Louisiana right now. It's June 2nd. I'm home for a high school friend's wedding, right? Everybody getting married and I'm single. Being home and going to these multiple weddings has really just said, dang, Ty, are you single? I don't necessarily think about being single when I'm in LA and I'm with my friends because most of my friends are single. Most of my friends are unmarried. Some of them are in relationships, but even then they're, you know, not long-term relationships. They are still very new relationships, right? So it doesn't feel the same way it feels when I come home to Louisiana where just about everybody is married, right? So the weddings have been beautiful, but they do kind of put that little thought in the back of my head like, dang, I want to get married one day. I want to experience this. This is so beautiful. But I do love that that is how I'm feeling about it. I do love that I am so excited for the couple. I want to stay there and I pray to God that he keeps my heart so that I can still be super excited for the person and not worried about, okay, Tyra, when is this going to be about me? Because in all reality, it's not about me right now. It's about these two people that I am witnessing coming together as one. So there's that. Now, the last thing that I want to tell y'all about today, since we went off on a little tangent, is so I got back on Hinge. Oh God, y'all, Hinge is not doing it for me. And I don't know what it is. First of all, I don't know what it is, but I never get any likes on my profile. Maybe my profile is bad. Maybe I need to like show my profile to a friend and be like, hey, do you think I should add something else to my profile? Because I'm not attracting the men that I want. But also, maybe the men that I want are not even on Hinge. That's another thing. But anyways, I matched with this guy on Hinge. He is a basketball player who is moving to Thailand in a month or so. And he asked me if I wanted to FaceTime and I was like, sure. So I'm FaceTiming this guy. Y'all, why this man 6'9"? I said, you lying. That man is really 6'9". He about to go play basketball over in Thailand. And the interesting thing about talking to him, I've only talked to him like twice and I haven't talked to him the entire time I've been home. First red flag for me, he was like, I don't like the text. I don't like to text either, but that's not something that I say to people. And if you do text me, I'll text you back, especially if you're someone that I'm like interested in getting to know. especially in this way, right? So he doesn't text me or anything. He'll just like text me once and say, hey, would you like to FaceTime tomorrow at 7 p.m. or something like that? And I'd be like, cool. But I don't hear from him other than that. And when we get on the phone, it's like an interview. Like, I really had to say to him, dang, I feel like I need to go put on some business casual attire because this feels like an interview, sir. What is going on? And to a certain extent, I definitely get it. Because being in LA is it's a weird place, okay? Holly weird is what they really call Hollywood. So I definitely get it, but it was just a little too much for me, and I really don't think I'm gonna talk to him again, to be honest, especially since he's moving to Thailand, and he even asked me if I would come out there, but it's like, sir, I haven't even seen you in person yet. Why are you asking me about Thailand? Oh gosh. And speaking of Hinge, there was this other guy. I don't even know if I mentioned this on the podcast, y'all. I probably have not, because I don't really like to talk about my dating life, because if I'm being honest, sometimes when I'm talking to a guy, they listen to my podcast, and if they listen into it in real time. Anyways, moving right along. So back last year sometime, I matched with this guy on Hinge. And he is originally from Atlanta, and let's just call him Sam. So Sam lived in Hawaii, and I forgot what island he lived on. Maui. He lived on Maui, right? And when we matched on Hinge, we immediately hit it off. I thought he was so handsome, and he was easy to talk to, very funny, all of the things, right? And he kept asking me like when I'm going to come and see him in Hawaii. And I was like, sir, I've never been to Hawaii. And also, why would I travel to a little island way out there in the Pacific Ocean to meet you, right? By myself. Like, this is something that I would have to get a friend to come to, all of this stuff. Long story short, I never went to Hawaii to see this man. We stopped talking because he's very, I don't even know the word, but he a little weird. Like, he would say things like, oh yeah, when I was talking to this girl, this is what happened. And he did that a lot, y'all. Like, he was doing it like 5 times in one phone call. So one time when I finally said in my head, I was like, dang, this boy do this a lot. Let me see how he react if I bring up a boy, right? So I said it in the same way that he did. Oh yeah, that happened when I was talking to, in my last relationship or whatever. And he flipped out. He was like, don't bring up your last relationship. And I laughed because I thought he was playing. Like, the way that he did it, I thought he was playing, right? He was serious. And I was like, Sam, you do the same thing. And he was like, oh, so now it's tit for tat. It's actually not, because you did that like 17 times and I've only done it once. But anyways, that type of stuff happened, and it was just very weird. So fast forward to this year, y'all know I went to Hawaii in January. Y'all, I texted him, right? So I waited until I got to Hawaii to text him. And he was like, this is weird. I haven't heard from you in months. What's going on? And I said, well, I'm in Hawaii. And he was like, that's crazy. That's why you texted me. Well, joke's on you, because I don't live in Hawaii no more. I live in Atlanta. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. So we ended up like hitting it off again, and we talked for like a month, and he started to act weird again. He was like, come to Atlanta. And I'm like, sir, I have so many trips planned. Here is when I can realistically come to Atlanta, right? It's still January when we first even say this. And I told him that I can come to Atlanta in like May, because I didn't have anything in May at the time. And he was like, that's too long, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. He was like, you need to come in February. I said in my head, I was like, I'm going to New York in February, and I'm not about to come to Atlanta in February. That's not going to happen. I said I could maybe try for March. And he was like, okay. So when I found out that I couldn't go in March, I told him, and he literally like fake broke up with me. He was like, okay, we can't talk no more. And he sent this long drawn out message. And all I said was okay, because I'm not about to be globetrotting for you, because you need to be coming see me anyway. his whole thing was, if I come out to LA, I mean, if I come out to Atlanta, he can actually like wine and dine me, all this type of stuff. But if he come out to LA, he can't do that. Whatever. I didn't even want to get into that. But long story short, he started acting weird. And when he said that, I said, okay. And I didn't text him back. And then a few weeks later, he texted me again talking about, I could see us getting married and all this weird stuff. Y'all, Hinge is a crazy place. I just say all that to say Hinge is a crazy place. And I just want to meet somebody in real life. Why can't I meet nobody in real life? What's going on, God? What I need to do? What I need to focus on? But I'm still solo dolo from here until whenever God decides to bless me with my person. So I hope you guys enjoyed that fun closing segment, the update on my dating woes and my dating life, and send a prayer up for me, please. Let's all touch and agree that Tyra will be in a happy, healthy relationship as soon as God sees fit. Amen. With a God-fearing man, with a tall chocolate man. Okay. Yes, Lord. But you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. I do want to say next week starts our summer stories segment. So I'm super excited for the next 2 months. You guys will be hearing from some fellow listeners. I want to say thank you all for everybody who actually applied for this. It was such a hard decision. Y'all had some great ideas. I think I might have to do this again because I really want to hear what you guys have to say. Like, there were a few stories that I could not pick because we only had a limited amount of spots. And I was like, oh, I would love to hear this episode. So maybe we'll do it again in the future if this turns out really well. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and leave us a review. I absolutely love reading all of the reviews, and we've gotten so many. You guys actually really mess with me. Like, I absolutely love to see all of your reviews and just see how many people listen on a weekly basis. Thank you guys so much. Also, follow us at Affirmations for Black Girls on both YouTube and Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. I haven't said that in a minute, y'all, but we have some exciting things happening with the newsletter. And with this summer stories segment, it'll give me more time to put more energy into other aspects of the podcast. If you have anything that you would like to see on the podcast or in the community, any resources that you need, please shoot me an email. I'm always open to hearing what you guys want to see more of. I know I personally want to have some in real life community events. I'm based in Los Angeles, and I know we have a hub of people in Los Angeles, so that may be where we start. But I really want to start bringing Affirmations for Black Girls into real life. So if you do have any suggestions or anything that you would like to see, anything you want to share, email me at affirmationsforblackgirls@gmail.com. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening. And I will personally talk to you guys again in a little while. But next week, you will be hearing from our first guest host, and I am so excited for you guys to see what's in store for this summer stories series. So thank you guys so much for listening. That is all that I have for you today. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.